down my road heading back to the house, but good afternoon. Hope you're doing well.
I was, so not bad for that. So anyway, how are things going up your way?
Doing well. Just prepared for the winter. That's about it. Getting ready for all that wood heat and all that stuff.
Like that down here, getting things window sealed and a few other things done around the house and getting ready for the cold weather and also, anyway, but just traveling around, trying to get, got dental work, got to go see the dentist tomorrow and going to get a haircut right now and then to go grocery shopping, the worst part of the day.
A lot of noise right now. I'm in my driveway, so I hope you copy me, but give me a phone call or something later if you feel like it. Or well, in the next week or two or three, whatever. Anyway, we'll catch you later. Good to hear you. MD7J, 73.
All right, I'll give you a call later. Talk to you after a while. WU2T Mobile.
We're DJW Mobile.
Or YQK Mobile.
Vince?
I'm just burning some time off. I kind of went over all my hours already this week, so I'm trying to burn some time off. Got out there, ran the car around the block to get the air pressure up and top the air off, so I'll get that low air pressure warning again.
Low air pressure?
The air where the temperature drops, so I had to put some air in it.
Before I left the house today, too.
Well, I figured you either went over the fence or you tunneled under, one of the two, but I guess you were just out to roam anyway. You didn't have to do either, huh? It's a long lunch break. I'll be getting back into it here in a little bit. I got to work on ADA compliance stuff now for the websites.
They're getting after you.
Lawsuits out there. Remember those? I'm glad I don't have to pull those anymore. Hey, those were a pain. Anyway, how you liking? Did you get a 6700 or 6600? And how you liking it? 400, it's working pretty good, real well. I kind of miss having that second receiver, though.
Remote yet?
Thinking about setting my tablet up for remote so I can take the tablet with me camping. I think we're doing a road trip in January out to Quartzsite in Arizona.
With the 5000, with the iPad, I was transmitting from South Carolina while I was in Raleigh, North Carolina. It worked pretty good on the PX 5000.
Pretty good on the 6000 series there because they got it built in. I'm looking at setting the Flix 1500 up on the boat.
With one of those UHF VHF converters?
Half off the boat there on the Hartwell.
Wire tone tiers that you can put. Does it have a very tall mast?
Tall mast, big mast, about 28 foot.
All you need is a long wire tuner then, right?
I'm looking at the handbook's got some info on doing the, the antenna handbook's got some info on that.
The 6400, or would you say just go ahead and get the 6700? Is there anything you wish you had on the 64 that you would have got on the 67?
I need to do more than one antenna, and that'd be the next model up from the 6400. I can receive across multiple bands, but I only can have one antenna.
In a transmit port.
So I'd look at the back, but I'd go one model up is what I do if I had to do it all over, spend an extra $1,000.
I'm spending that much anyway. That's the way I was looking at it. I was looking at them the other day. I don't know why an ad came by or QSC magazine. They were something got my attention, focused on it. I thought about wondering whether or not you were enjoying yours.
Digital mode, it's real easy. You know, with the 5000, you had to do all those different configurations and stuff. The software is there with Smart SDR. It makes it real easy.
Have you tried integrating with their API? Because I had mine all automatic. All I had to do was point and shoot and said, grab it and log it, and it would do every bit of the work. I'd just sit there and watch it work.
I didn't yet, but it would be pretty easy.
At one point, they were saying it's going to be a little bit different. They weren't going to give you the same APIs you had with the 5000. So I was curious how much they promised on that.
Control and stuff like that. We interface with the they got a nice
CAT system on there where you can interface with other software, I'd go that route.
Like a Kenwood or an ICOM,
that's a lot more limited than access to an API that's running against the EXE that's in memory.
Yeah, I have that capability there.
I know some people that developed a third-party company developed the software for the iPhone and Mac, and I think there's a Linux one out there somewhere, too, so they got to have some type of interface.
A little bit more. When I got home, I got to unload some groceries.
So good talking to you. Take care. Enjoy those
rigs you got to get fixed. KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
You get out there to, I try to remember the name of the little guy dealer out there off of the highway there. He's got the Micro Mini is sitting out there in their lot. That's that smaller version of what I have. We're going to say 63. It's KJ4YQK. We'll be clear.